You know, it truly is a pleasure to see you people, because Reese told me so much about the staff here and the wonderful job they're doing and helping people in trouble. And when I come here, though, there's the strangest feeling, because I don't know who's staff and who's living here. And as you start to find out by reading the books and listening to your trainers, the reality you live in is truly created from your own thoughts. No matter what anybody says in this world, it's a world of thought. We live in a psychological experience from the cradle to the grave. And whatever that experience is, it's created from what you call mind, consciousness, and thought. These are the three principles that create all reality here on Earth. Now, a lot of people have different backgrounds. Some are wealthy, some are poor, some have had hardships, and some haven't. But truly, listen to me. That is immaterial, what your background was. It's what you are now. Or the happiness you're looking for is inside you. It really is. That's where mental health lies. Nobody in this world is perfect. And whatever happened to you as a child that was negative, no matter what it is now only an illusion in time carried from your own thoughts. You've carried it through time, it's been your reality, you remember it and you keep remembering it, you keep bringing it up, and it becomes your reality every day. Now, if you can see it's a world of thought, and you can see that all the past no longer exists, it's only in your head, is a memory, and a memory is only a thought. If you can honestly see that, you know what happens? It dies a sudden death, and you're brought into the now. And this is why all the sages and the wise throughout time have always talked about the importance of living in the now.
My name is Sid Banks, and as you know, I'm attached to the Sidney Banks Institute of Innate Health. And today I would like to talk about the importance of the three principles called mind, consciousness, and thought. Now, these three principles are gifts. They're gifts that we use to guide us through life. And from the cradle to the grave, all life as we know it is a psychological experience. And to make this psychological experience a reality, we use the gifts of universal mind, universal consciousness, and universal thought. And we attach it to something called a free will. And with this free will, we guide ourselves through life. Now, being students, if you use those three principles and you create in your own head the feeling of insecurity, then you will go through life and go through school as an insecure person. On the other hand, if you use those three gifts to create security, then this is how you will go through life as a secure person. Because it truly is a world created from our own thoughts. This is what creates our reality. It's not outside that creates a reality. It's inside. Inside, what we call inside, this power that lies within is all created from the usage of the three principles of universal mind, universal consciousness, and universal thought.
I have talked about American Native Indians and their beliefs many, many times, and I've told you how much I respect those beliefs. They talked about spirit all the time, and this is where the secret lies. It honestly does. This is one of the secrets that everybody on Earth are looking for. They believe that the Mother Earth, the deer, the mountains, the fish that swim in the lakes, and the very ground that they even walk on was all spirit. It was spirit in disguise. It had taken on a form. And they knew this. And they also knew that if they could teach their people this, and if people could see beyond their words, this is where they would find that wisdom that everybody's looking for. That spiritual wisdom that lies within every living soul on earth. Let me try and explain it this way. When they said that Mother Earth was spirit, they were also trying to tell you that there was something far, far greater beyond the illusion of Mother Earth. There was a greater spirit beyond, and this is what they called the Great Spirit, or if you wish, the Creator of all things. Because if you can find out the secret of the spirit and the form, this is where you will find this magical wisdom that everybody's looking for. And this wisdom, this is what clears the soul. This is what brings to the finder. It brings them love, understanding. It brings them courage. It brings them self-reliance. All these things are created when you find the secret of the spiritual aspects of life. The knowledge that you seek is beyond the five senses. You know, after the interesting discussion we had on the phone the other evening, I thought it would be appropriate to make this little tape regarding the three principles, and perhaps it may give us a clearer picture of why thought has such a strong influence on our personal lives. First of all, we have to ask ourselves, what is thought? Well, thought is a gift that enables us to acknowledge the existence of creation itself. It gives us the power to think our way through this cosmic drama we call life. But if you think about it, the power of universal thought is rather an ambiguous subject to even discuss. After all, you can't see it, you can't touch it, you can't smell it, you can't hear it, nor can you taste it. The power of universal thought is there for us to use at will, and it is by the usage of this power called thought that we paint the picture of the world we live in. Now, how we use such a gift is extremely important to the quality of our personal lives. Oh yes, one very important thing to remember is each and every day we have literally thousands of thoughts going through our heads. And believe me, no matter who you are or how perfect you think you are, we all, from time to time, have thoughts that are good and thoughts that are bad. Many are spontaneous and out of our control to stop. However, the main thing to remember is thoughts on their own are completely neutral. And it is you, as a thinker, who puts life into them. And the beauty is, we are not forced to act on all of them, only the ones we choose. Now, this ability to choose is what is known as our free will, and our free will gives us the authority to change our mind at will.